Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
They have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of all the important books on how to be profitable. Instant Profits is my favorite, and creative approaches to developing a cost-effective organization, profit improvement, executive analysis, that sort of thing. He's, as you can tell, he likes profit like me. And hopefully like you. He's our good friend, Steve. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
And one of the great SCORE volunteers of all time. And I admire the heck out of you, Steve, for all the good work you're doing with SCORE. So, Steve, one of the things that I've observed in my long career is that when things are going great, we get the idea that it's because we're so smart. When the economy's doing good and sales are coming in, and we're making money, we get the idea that it's because we're so smart. And we basically sort of minimize or disregard the fundamentals. I've seen it in sales. I've seen salespeople get lax in their applying their fundamentals of, you know, the by the numbers approach to getting a sale, all the different steps that you need to take. And they sort of stop doing that as well. I see business owners not paying attention to their numbers, to their financials. This is not going to last forever, is it?
Well, Jim, it's a great observation on your part to recognize that when things are good, it's easy to just assume that you are the smartest person in the world, and that's why things are happening well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. Things aren't going to last forever. I was looking at a chart on the U.S. economy, and, gee, it's been, almost 10 years now since the Great Recession, right. 2008, 2009.
We basically lost a decade.
Oh, lordy, lordy. And we've, you know, some businesses never did recover from some are still in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Others are doing pretty well, but you're absolutely correct. You've got to stop and take a hard look at your fundamentals. What are your fixed costs of operation? What are your profit drivers? Where is your revenue coming from? Is it stable? Is it unstable? And dig into those challenging questions and find out what really makes your business profitable.
Well, when things are going bad, tough, when things are tough, you know, you might do a cash flow analysis three times a day, but now if you're flush now, you might not even be tracking cash. Well, you can't do that. You got to keep tracking cash. When things are going great, you got plenty of cash. Sometimes that masks the fact that you're not charging enough for your products. What do you think?
So you're absolutely correct, and not only may you not be pricing properly, you may be concentrating too much of your business revenue in a few smaller markets, particular customers. And if those customers disappear, what happens to your business?
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, even the normal forces of regular competition can cause businesses to change, and you can lose your market quickly. An acquisition, for example, can change management entirely, and the next thing you know, you've lost that purchasing manager that you've been working with for a decade, and it's the new person in the house, and they want to make a change just to say they've made a change,
right.
And you might lose a customer that you've had for a very, very long time, just overnight.
Well, there's one thing about fundamentals that I'd like to point out, Steve, and I know you'll agree with me about this. Fundamentals, sales fundamentals, operating fundamentals, whatever the focus of the discipline is, those things have to be recurring. They need to be practiced. You need to continue to get good at it. And once you let them lapse, they start rusting. You start losing your edge. And to crank them back up, to get started back where you're good at it again, by the time that happens, you could already be in a downturn and you could get yourself into a lot of trouble. What do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. It only takes a few weeks or even a few months to lose your position when things change. I think that organizations, companies of all sizes, be it individual entrepreneurs or even larger ones, really have to be learning organizations. We have to stay on top of what's going on and try and see what's coming ahead at all times.
Yep.
And
hey,
not just take it for granted.
Hey, Steve, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back more. Remember, if you're going to sustain your business long term, you got to have profits. And if you want to have profits, you need to listen to what Steve Martin says. Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.